WNBA to begin full-time charter flights this season, commissioner says. The WNBA plans to commit $50 million over the next 2 years to provide full-time charter flight service for its teams during the season, the league's commissioner announced Tuesday. The move addresses years of player safety concerns. Commissioner Kathy Engelbert said in a meeting with sports editors that the league will launch a charter program as soon as we can get planes in places. She said it's projected to cost roughly $25 million per year for the next 2 seasons. That means no more long security lines, bodyguards in public spaces, cramped legroom, or layovers for the professional athletes who have been lobbying for better travel long before Caitlin Clark's celebrity brought newfound interest to the league. Most importantly, Minnesota Lynx forward Nafisa Collier said, it means safety for the players. All these players and these faces are becoming so popular that it really is about that as much as it is about recovery, Collier said, noting how last season Brittany Griner was harassed by what the WNBA called a provocateur while traveling commercial. The WNBA already had announced plans to once again pay for charter flights during the league's playoffs, as well as for back-to-back games during the upcoming season. The league introduced that program last year, spending about $4 million on charter flights. Ms. Engelbert said at the time the league needed to be in the right financial position to do full-time charter flights. The WNBA has never been more popular, thanks to rookies such as Clark, who helped the NCAA reach its best viewership in history for women's basketball, with nearly 19 million fans watching the title game, along with Angel Reese, who went to the Met Gala on Monday night, and Cameron Brink. Minnesota coach Cheryl Reeves said it's not business as usual anymore, it's time for the league, franchises, and women's sports to be innovative. We've had moments in the league, Ms. Reeves said, calling the current momentum a tsunami. But this is clearly a movement. And if you think it's not, you're going to get left behind. Clark attracted attention walking through the airport with her new Indiana Fever teammates during a trip for a preseason game against the Dallas Wings last week. That exhibition sold out with fans lined up eager to get inside. WNBA teams also have been moving games against Clark and Indiana to bigger arenas because of increased demand. The defending champion Las Vegas Aces became the first WNBA team to sell out allotted season tickets back in March after leading the league in attendance in 2023. Flights have been an ongoing issue for the WNBA that only increased last year when the league began working with the Phoenix Mercury and Griner after the All-Star Center's 10-month detainment in Russia. The league hadn't allowed teams to use charter flights except for when they had back-to-back games. That forced players like Brianna Stewart, the 6'4" forward for the New York Liberty, to squeeze past fellow travelers on commercial flights to fit into an assigned window seat. WNBA players also had to not only retrieve their own luggage, but also endure travel days that could stretch 13 hours with delays. Charter flights will allow WNBA players to go through private air terminals straight to buses or their own cars when returning home. Avoiding layovers also will help with recovery between games, which is even more crucial with this season's condensed schedule around the Olympics. WNBA coaches and players were waiting Tuesday for details about the charter flights. Stewart spoke to reporters via Zoom just before the commissioner spoke in New York. Stewart shared on social media an airplane emoji with a question mark to the attention of the WNBA's account. Las Vegas coach Becky Hammond, whose Aces already had security in place to protect players, knows what will make everyone ecstatic. Everybody's very happy they're not going to have to stand in security lines as much or as long, Ms. Hammond said. Two-time WNBA Most Valuable Player Aya Wilson, who now has an endorsement deal with Gatorade, said the growth of the women's game has been a whirlwind that was just a matter of time. Wilson said it's up to the players and teams to put the best product on the court with so many people watching now. That's what continues to bring more eyes and more people and more investors, and then we end up with charter flights, and then things are going off and people are spinning off, and now we're having a great time, Wilson said. by Teresa M. Walker.